Alphaville, big in Japan. It's exactly 5 minutes to nine now. Just 1 minute, exactly 1 minute before we make the draw, okay? And all sorts of suggestions, really have. Thank you for everybody who's been calling in for the past 2 weeks for the middle name for the dog. We'll just tell you before we make the draw that Wesley has got this fond liking for kidney beans straight out of the garden. And I mean that straight up, kidney beans. When he pops out for his quickie at night, he'll perhaps just trot along and say, oh, I fancy a kidney bean. You just snatch it straight off one of the plants and eat it. But known a dog. He's a cross between a Labrador and a Spaniel. And he's got such a cute face, you'd really love him. You really would. All the names now are in the hat, and it's exactly 4 minutes to nine. And at 9 o'clock, we've got the vicar coming in. So we've got to make way for him. We've got time for one more record. But first, da-da-da-da, the draw. Now we've put everybody's names into the hat along with their name as well. So listen very carefully. What we're going to do is make the draw right now. Digging into the hat. And the name out is Emma. And Matt, that's the name that she has chosen. Now, if Emma is listening, what I'd like you to do now is ring us right now on Ludlow 811 306. We'll take your full name and address, and we'll also, personally, myself, send you a signed photograph of Wesley. And also, we'll see if we can get his paw mark on the back for you, because he's got some big hoofs, as Wesley. That's Emma, and the dog's middle name is Matt. Congratulations to you, Emma.
Something's wrong. Things aren't right, and it turns into a silly fight. You walk out, I get mad, and we both just end up feeling bad. Through the heat of the fight and the trouble that we're going through, there's no harm, there's no danger.
Pointer Sisters and I Need You. Congratulations to Emma. She's called back, and what we're going to do is I'm going to give Emma a little buzz just before 9:30, and we're going to have a chat about the dog as well. So that's his name, Wesley. Wesley Matt Brown. What a name. If you're listening, Wes, that's your middle name now. Rather nice too. Suits him, you see, because he's black. and he's rather nice. Thank you to everybody who's phoned in with dogs' names. You've been very, very good. There's been people ringing from, 40, 50 miles away. And we do appreciate that, because if you were to see him, he's a smashing little thing, he really is. Right now on Sunshine, it's exactly 9 o'clock, and time for Reverend Derek Jenkins to introduce to us Sunday on Sunshine.
Hello and good morning. Have you been out mushrooming this year? It's very much an early morning exercise, and it's usually first come, first served. I don't suppose that many of us have got mushrooms growing in our own gardens, and unless we happen to be farmers, we probably haven't got several fields over which we can roam. But if we do go, there's a certain primitive satisfaction in picking food for free. Mushrooms are such funny things. Where you think they ought to grow, they don't. And where they are quite unexpected, there they are. They're supposed to grow where horses have been grazing, yet I've picked them where horses can never have been seen. From the tiny buttons which are just emerging to the large specimens 3 or 4 inches across, the anticipation of that gorgeous sizzling smell when they're all fried with fresh bacon and egg make the mouth water. The richness which they add to stews, or even the humble mushrooms on toast, are enough to make you rush out into the fields as soon as you've heard this broadcast. I mentioned food for free just now, but is it? Every mushroom, apart from those cultivated commercially, grows at random on some piece of land which belongs to somebody. One used to see notices, which seem to have disappeared today, saying, "Trespassers will be prosecuted." In fact, this cannot happen. Trespass is a civil wrong or tort, which gives the landowner the right to order a trespasser to leave his property and even to use reasonable force to do so. But the mushroom picker is not guilty of stealing unless he takes the mushrooms for reward or sale. But if he causes damage to hedges, etc., in the process of getting them, then he is guilty of doing this and may be sued. Now, some farmers find that a bull in the field is a good deterrent. When we're thinking about the good earth, we feel that we are entitled to take all God's good gifts, growing wild, whether mushrooms, blackberries, or hazelnuts, and there's a certain pleasure in feeling that we haven't had to work for something or to buy it from the shops. It makes us realize how complicated life has become through trade and commerce, through buying and selling of land, and pricing it when God has given it to us free. Take a lesson from the mushroom. It is short-lived and grows in a night, and yet it gives pleasure to those who can catch it. It has a danger about it, for it suffers from look-alikes. In America, the destroying angel, and here, the death cap. The death cap has a yellowish tinge and a vulva on the stem. There are other fungi which are edible, but it's advisable to have illustrations of these before risking them. There have been cults which have grown up around the magic mushroom, and we've heard of these in our local news, and these produce hallucinations, but many are highly dangerous. The other mushroom which springs to mind is the mushroom cloud, which we associate with the atomic bombs on Japanese cities, which brought the Second World War to its ghastly end. As with the mushroom, it has to be carefully handled. It is man's freedom to pick the mushroom, and man's freedom of will which brings peace or war. What do you choose? Mushroom or death cap? Life or destruction? Peace or war? Your view does matter, and so does your prayer for peace, with which I close this morning. Lead me from death to life, from falsehood to truth. Lead me from despair to hope, from fear to trust. Lead me from hate to love, from war to peace. Let peace fill our heart, our world, our universe. Have a good week, enjoy your mushrooms, and don't forget to say thank you to the giver.
Many thanks to the Reverend Derek Jenkins. If you'd like to write to him, care of Sunshine Radio, Villa Farm, Greet, near Ludlow. That's Sunshine Radio, Villa Farm, Greet, near Ludlow. And if you could put at the top of that, the Reverend Derek Jenkins, that will reach him. George Michael and Careless Whisper at 10 minutes past 9. There you are. I told you I had a sneaky suspicion that the vicar would be talking about mushrooms. I did tell you, didn't I? Just before 8 o'clock. Oh, I know most things, you know. Bit of a mind reader as well. And I've just thought about something. You look at the vicar's initials, and it's the Reverend DJ. How fitting.
Sunshine, playing all over Ashford Carbonell.
What's the quickest way from A to B? A new B registration car from Bengris of Leinster, of course. If you've a used car up to 21 years old, then there's a great deal waiting for you now at Bengris of Leinster. Bengris for new Peugeot, Talbot and Vauxhall Opel cars. You must be there. Speak to Colin Jones on Leinster 2337. That's 2337. Quality used cars. Petrol 7 days a week from 8 in the morning till 10 at night. We hire cars as well at Bengris of Leinster. Remember, Bengris is the only place to be.
Scaffolding, W&J Scaffolding, where the sky's the limit. W&J Scaffolding, Ennerdale Road, Halscott Estate, Shrewsbury. Telephone 60204. They've got five lines and the hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. W&J Scaffolding are nationwide with three depots covering the country. Home extensions to high-rise flats. With W&J Scaffolding, the sky's the limit. W&J Scaffolding, Ennerdale Road, Halscott Estate, Shrewsbury. Telephone 60204. Shrewsbury 60204.
You too can advertise your product or service on Sunshine. Telephone Ludlow 3795 for details. Ludlow 3795.
Are you a shy person? Do you have difficulty making new friends? If you're single, divorced, separated, widow or widower, Neon Introductions can help you now. If you're young or old or somewhere in between, call us. Ludlow 4120 and you're on your way to meeting new friends. Neon Introductions, Ludlow 4120, have members on their books waiting to meet you. Ring Neon Introductions now, Ludlow 4120, the cure for loneliness.
Sunshine Radio.
Is that our song they're playing, baby?
Yeah.
Seems like so long ago.
Tell you how I feel, my love.
day. I'm gonna miss you. There's just so many things to say.
I'm gonna miss you.
Please don't stop me till I'm through.
I'm gonna miss you.
This is something I hate to do. We've been meeting this so long.
Love songs are back again now. It's nice to hear all those love songs, isn't it? A compilation for you. It's just coming around to 18 minutes past nine now. There's something very special happening in Shropshire today, and it's the Brimfield and Little Hereford Sports Club annual RAF race for the AMR Motor Trophy. And reporting, we have Mike, and I think he's on the telephone now. Hello, Mike.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Fitting well.
Well, I'm out of the water here, that's one thing.
At least you've got dry feet. Mine are still soaking at the moment.
Are they? Are they? Why is that? You haven't been in the water. They haven't pushed you in already, have they?
There were threats of it.
Well, why didn't you wait, man? Because I'm coming down there, you know, and I wanted to see him push you in the water.
Oh, well. Link up a bit later then, Jeff. Right, are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay,
what's been going on?
What have we got for you then? Bromfield was, in fact, transformed from its usual sleepy village Sunday morning to a bustling activity as sort of RAF racers assembled for the start of the Brimfield and Little Hereford Sports Club's 10-mile race along the River Teme, this passing through Ludlow and Little Hereford. This morning, some 42 RAFs were busy being assembled in a field by the river from about a quarter past eight. And indeed, there were a lot of constructive comments coming from teams after the RAFs were offloaded from different sizes and shapes and from the backs of lorries and cars and even one milk delivery van. This race has certainly attracted a lot of interest, with entries from a wide area. I noticed from the programme Birmingham, Cradley Heath, and I think a special mention to a RAF named Viceroy 2, all the way from West Sussex RAF Club. Some lovely names of RAFs, Jeff, included Thrust 3.
Thrust 3?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Further.
After the speed thing, you know, the land speed.
Like that.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Unsinkable bubble.
That's rather good.
There was one there named even Sunshine Radio, would you believe?
No, I don't believe
it. No,
you
wouldn't believe that.
As a whisper, have we actually sunk yet? Because I think we sunk last year, didn't we?
I think they sunk before they got in the water, actually. Looking at the raft.
They sunk the night before, you mean? Down at the Rovers.
Yeah, the other one I caught my eye was Titanic 2, so they're obviously full of confidence as well.
Yeah.
I noticed actually looking around, before the start of the race, the organiser is a guy named Ken Wright, and he was obviously being kept very busy checking rafts, and they do issue a whole set of rules, and the sort of things were that the barrels were not inflatable, barrels have to be bonded to the frame, not welded, and each team member has to have a safety jacket, and for some reason each raft has to carry a rope, would you believe? So
so the rules have been tightened up, have they, Mike?
Yeah, I think it obviously makes sense with the obviously from a safety point of view. But this, today I don't think they'll have much worry anyway, because the river did in fact look very low, and I can see that there's going to be some carrying of rafts as well as sort of just cruising, and I don't think for a moment it will be a sort of, how's the song go, cruising down the river on a Sunday morning.
On a Sunday afternoon, that's right, yeah. I mean, I can remember reporting on this one last year, and quite a few of the times they had to sort of jack it in, they had to walk with a raft, they couldn't sort of row it down river because it gets very, very low in some places, and of course the rocks you see and that sort of thing.
That's right.
But what position are they at now?
Well, as I left just after 9 o'clock, the first raft was being duly launched on time, but well done organisers. from the edge of the river bank. And in fact, it was at a late entry, number zero, would you believe, by the name of Pease Angel.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, I can't comment on that.
No, all right. And so, and what are they? They've been sort of let off staggered
off,
or what?
About 1 minute intervals after that.
I see, yes.
They should be away by about, what was it, about 42 entries. So I should think by about 9:45, 10:50, they should be well and truly a flotilla of rafts going down the river. And I think they're planning to sort of pass through Ludlow from the two bridges, Ludford Bridge and Dinham Bridge, somewhere about 10 o'clock onwards. So I think, you know, if anybody's listening who'd like to go down, it certainly makes an interesting spectacle, full of colour, full of excitement, and full of mishaps, I would expect.
Yeah, so that's the best place to be then. Is it Dinham Bridge, for 10 o'clock? Or?
I would think about 10. The first ones will probably be getting there. They're about 3 miles upstream from Ludlow, so I would think it's going to be that sort of time scale to get them to Ludford and Dinham Bridge.
That's it, yes. And how many, is it 44 teams? Or?
I've got 42 according to the programme, plus one late entry, so that would make, I suppose, 43, wouldn't it?
That's right, yes, 43 teams. And everything's going pretty well down there at the moment,
yeah,
then, as far as we can see.
Very well organised, all under control, except from the rafters who have in, you know, one or two rafts I thought looked, shall we say, susceptible.
But there was one.
Obviously, some have been very well constructed. You know, you can tell the ones who've done the course before and the ones who take it more as a serious sport or competition.
That's right. Have we got anybody from the large Hay-on-Wye RAF race as well?
Sorry?
Have we got anybody from the Hay-on-Wye RAF race? You know,
I don't think so, Jeff, because I think there's, in fact, was yesterday, wasn't it? Yesterday, and
wasn't it the ladies? I think it was the ladies' race, actually, yesterday at Hay-on-Wye, wasn't it?
Was it? I know there seemed to be a weekend of activity down there, as I understand.
That's right, yes.
So I would think, you know, once you've done one of those for a day, you wouldn't want to be...
You wouldn't want to go on another one. Tell me something, Mike. Are there any ladies down there on rafts?
I noticed one or two... I'm better be careful. What's your ladies running around sort of looking?
Yeah, I've got to be careful on that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Now, come on, you sexist.
Right. Yeah. A charming few ladies were around anyway, making their presence felt, we say.
But nobody you could actually see as yet on the rafts?
Not on the rafts. Not
well, it's a man's job, really.
Right,
don't
well,
you think, Mike?
If now chauvinist bit going, we'll be right away. Wait for the telephone calls to come in now.
That's right. Okay.
Anyway, Jeff, I'll let you get on, because I know you've got a lot to do in your program.
Well, I've got one or two things lined up here. You know, I'm doing the washing up at the moment, actually.
You can bring a cup of coffee down with you when you come down.
You could. Anyway, okay. Is there any chance of giving us a call when all the rafts are gone, just before 10 o'clock or something? Just saying, okay, they're...
Well, what I'll probably do, Jeff, I'd like to go down towards sort of Ludlow in a few minutes now, and then I think I'll probably have a word with James Harding about...
Yeah, that's the best thing, later on.
11 o'clock.
Yes,
like
later on, and you could tell us a little bit more then about it.
We'll see how people are going from there.
Cheers. Okay, then.
All
right. Perhaps see you later on then, Mike.
Okay.
Ta-da. That's Mike Smith reporting there on the Brimfield and Little Hereford Sports Club annual RAF race. And that's for the AMR Motor Trophy. And he'll be calling us back sometime later on. And good luck to all the rafters, too. Here's something for you.